You can't get in the water yet.
No,
you don't get in the water.
Shipwreck Island, as it will be called, will allow more birthday parties in another area for the little residents to enjoy, in addition to their already popular splash pad. The improvements at Cape Splash and the opening of the new indoor sportsplex are just a couple examples of how city leaders and the community are fully supportive of improving the quality of life for all. I was asking Penny how many people average in Cape Splash per day. Almost 1,000.
We had some creative ideas and some additional funding through our parks and stormwater tax that we were able to transform something that really wasn't very attractive and was difficult to maintain into a fun new area that we think everyone is going to enjoy, especially our little pirates out there.
First, let me say, aye aye, mateys! I am excited, and I want to express how thankful I am that we continue to invest in this great facility. I'm so glad to be here today celebrating this addition, as well as working in conjunction with the Rotary Club and the Duck Regatta. This fundraiser that we're doing in conjunction with the Rotary Club funds very important programs in our department. It helps us with our therapeutic programs, and it helps us with Special Olympics. We take our fun very seriously. Well, folks, you can quote me as saying, the pirate ship is seriously fun. With the mayor, board members, city council members, parks and rec staff, the Chamber of Commerce, and the Rotary Club, and some little pirates, join us as we go to cut our ribbon.
All right, big smiles, everybody. Big smiles at the camera. On three, we're going to cut the ribbon. One, two, three. Woo!
My name is Skip Rapp. I am on the Duck Committee for the Duck Regatta of the Cape West Rotary Club. This is our third year, and every year it's gotten bigger. And of course, we thought that this would be a good way to raise money on having a duck race in the city on the Cape Splash. And it is good because what we do is half of everything that we raise today goes to the Special Olympics. And the Special Olympics, you know, it's really important to help fund that whole situation. The other half is going back to Rotary, and Rotary is giving it to other, you know, charitable groups in the city of Cape Girardeau. So all of it goes back into the city. It's a good way to raise money for the Cape West Rotary Club to be able to give back.
Oh, okay, Dad, the water. It's like ice cold.
I bet you guys can go on the blocking.
Here, put your shoes here. You can go on it. I'm gonna